السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، نعمتان مبغون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, as we know, the next week will be Thanksgiving. People are preparing, buying turkeys, gifts, making plans to get together and enjoy the evening. Nothing wrong with that, as long as they follow the Sharia and purchase the halal turkey, which is available. And this is nothing to do with the religion. This is not a religion event or the religious day. It is just the custom and culture that they show their gratitude and appreciate. The foreigners came in the United States and these local people welcomed them. And that's why they like, showing their gratitude every year. And it became like a cultural event. So since we are living in this culture, in this society, so we are also taking advantage of this long weekend. And we are inviting our friends and relatives at our homes, having some barbecue, braise, and getting together. But what is the real subject and what we should do in this kind of gatherings? When we are thanking people and appreciating their favors, who deserves the most? To whom we should thank the most? Is our creator, is our sustainer, is our provider and protector, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran that the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are countless. No computer of the world has the ability to calculate and count the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the open challenge in the Holy Quran. No matter how fast this technology in advance research will go, but still there is a limit. Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. If you all the world get together with all technology and computers, science and everything, collectively, and then they start counting one bounty, ni'ma is a singular word, not even plural, one bounty, one favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la tuhsuha. Allah Ta'ala says you cannot count it. You are not able to count. And we are taking so many things for granted, my brothers. So many things for granted. Because we are getting for free, and that's why we don't have value of it. You know, the oxygen we are taking in every single moment on which our lives is depend. It said every person is using and utilizing every single day the oxygen about $8 million cost. Just imagine if you have to pay the bill at the end of the month, like you are paying for PG&E, paying for, you know, electricity or gas or water bill. If Allah will send the bills that you're using my son every day, morning till evening, pay me for this much. Who is able to pay that? Right? But if everything is free, oxygen is free, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a system here so beautiful. Allah ta'ala said, Alam taro sakhara lakum ma fi samai wa ma fil ard. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you people are not thinking and pondering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made subservient everything what is there in the sky and everything what is inside the world, on top of the world. Everything is subservient to the human being. وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ تَبْدِيلًا. The best of the creation is the human being. لَكَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. Best of the frame, best of the imagine. You can image anything. The best form is the form of human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything for us. الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة. That whole world has been created for your service. Sun is rising, giving energy. We are taking so many benefits out of energy. Moon is coming out at night, making our fruit sweet and full of fragrance is because of the moonlight. We are taking for granted. Like, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, you must think and ponder, O human being, within yourself, how your body is functioning. Even while you are sleeping, your organs are still working. Your heart is still pumping. Your lungs are still working while you are sleeping. Your brain is working. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted all these facilities. Allah ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you from the womb of mother. You know nothing. You are ignorant. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you eyesight. Sam'a wal absara wal afida. An eyesight. In hearing ability. And your heart, which is thinking and pondering and controlling the entire body. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and granted us all these facilities, all these limbs, all these organs? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So you may show no gratitude. You become thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bow down in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will so appreciate you that Allah will increase His bounty. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. For every bounty, you just have to say Alhamdulillah. You must acknowledge. You must admit. And you must appreciate. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayh said, there are three ways of thanking. It's not only lip service, that, oh Allah, I thank you. It's not sufficient, it's not enough. We have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bil lisan wa bil qalb wa bil jawarih. First of all, the feelings should come in our heart. We should feel it, and then we should see and acknowledge this is the great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then tongue should express that feeling by saying Alhamdulillah. Then jawarih, the limbs of the bodies, should work accordingly. So shukr is not only the lip service, is not only the words. It requires the action, the amal. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اَعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Allah ta'ala is complaining. And he's saying, O Ali Dawood, O Bani Israel, you must make amal of shukr, not only lip service. اَعْمَلُوا. And what is the amal? You must use the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the right way, in the appropriate place, the way is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala granted us the eyesight, utilize it to recite the Holy Quran, to recite the books of the Sharia, recite the books of the Seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the good way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the tongue, the ability to speak. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make zikrullah with your tongue. You know? So every bounty, the hands, the legs, etc., utilize in the ibadah, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing good amal, doing good action. If you utilize your organ, your limb in the right way, in the right channel, in the right time, and for the right reason, that is, you are thanking Allah's bounty. You are appreciating the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, if you abuse, if you misuse, if you use your tongue, your ear, your eyes, your hands, your legs to commit sin, to violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are not thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not appreciating the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be answerable for that misuse and abuse of the limbs and the organs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, you have to give the hisab of whatever sins you have committed by your eyesight, sins you have committed by your tongue, sins you have committed by your hands and legs. We are answerable for every action. So that's why, my brothers and sisters, we have to be vigilant and we have to think and ponder for a while. I'll give you some example how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us and we are taking for granted. We are not even thinking and pondering. It says one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is countless. That's why Allah ta'ala say, وَإِن تُعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Just take for example our body, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it. Our brain is more complex than any powerful computer of the world. It has over 100 billion nerve cells. A million multiplied by 1,000 becomes 1 billion. We produce about 100 billion red cells every single day. Our eyes can distinguish up to 2 million color surfaces, and it takes more information than largest telescope like a Hubble. Our sense of hearing is so sensitive that it can distinguish between hundreds of sounds. One time we are walking and we are hearing so many different sounds. Sound of the car, sound of the person is talking, sound of the, you know, cloud. So many sounds getting mixed in the ear. And brain is sorting out which sound is for what. And it's taking to the heart, and it's taking decision. And all these things happening within a second, within a minute. And without our realization, it's all taking place by itself. This is the system of Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sometimes we see why it is the hairs in the nose. It's very important. We don't like it, right? But if there is no hairs in the nose, so many pollutions will go inside the nose and through the nose to the inside the body, and we will feel sick. So it is filtering over there and is not allowing any bad things to go down. So our nose is like our personal AC system, air conditioned system. It warms up cold air in the winter and it cools hot air in the summer. Nose. And we're not even realizing, we're not even feeling. It's going on automatically. And it filters and purifies the air before it goes inside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَمْعَ وَأَبْصَارَ وَفِدَةً قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Very few people are appreciating and showing their gratitude. When we touch the thing, the finger, we touch anything, we send a signal to the brain in the speed of 124 miles per hour. We cannot drive that fast on the road, right? But the moment you touch, the signal goes to the brain in the speed of 124 miles. Our body has 600 muscles. Just when we smile, which is sadaqah, we exercise about 36 of them. The muscles are 36 muscles utilized just to smile one time. 70% of our body made out of water. 70% of the body made out of water. Our brain has 90% of water. Everybody, every day, we produce at least 1 liter of saliva. And the saliva is very, very important in our mouth. Sometimes we don't like it, but it is there for a reason. If there is no saliva producing, stop producing, our mouth get dry, then all the gums and tongue will become, dry. And it will cause a lot of gums problems and tongue problems. So it's taking its place, everything cool is because of the saliva. It's very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our lungs inhales up to 2 million liters of air every day. 2 million liters air going inside our body through the lungs and is purifying the lungs every single day. Our lungs are so huge that if we have to remove from the body and spread it out on the flat surface, it will be large enough to cover 2 tennis courts. Our hearts beats and pumps at least 100,000 times a day. 100,000 times a day. Even while you are sleeping, the heart is still pumping the blood. The moment heart stop pumping, my brothers, a person will be declared what? Dead. As long as your heart is pumping, you are alive. The moment heart stop pumping, you will be declared dead person. Mayit. How important it is. Our blood in the body takes 60,000 miles of the journey from top to bottom. They are circulating the blood through the vessels. How many? 60,000 miles a day. In other words, if we have to take out all the veins, vessels, and arteries from our body and put it in the single line, and blood has to flow from one end to another end, it will reach the other end and it's travel about 60,000 miles. It means it is 2 times a circle of the entire globe, entire earth. Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look and ponder what a wonderful body I have granted you. In just one square inch of our hand, one square inch, of our hand, we have about 9 feet of blood vessels, 600 pain sensors, 9,000 nerves ending, 35 heat sensors, 75 pressure sensors. There are different kind of sensor in our hands, which is working, is it hot or is cold or is hard or is it soft. There are different sensor in our body. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers, I can keep on going you so many things. We have so many different types of elements like copper, zinc, salt, iron, sugar, insulation, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, silicon, and nickels. Everything is there in our body. And whatever food we are eating, my brothers and sisters, it is, you know, distributing and dividing in all these kind of things. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our body is like a huge factory by itself and is functioning by the command and qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the point, my brothers? While we are thanking the people, when we go and purchase to the market, we pay the money and then we say thank you. Or we say gracias, right? We're showing our, you know, this is the etiquette. We should thank the people who do any kind of favor to us. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Isn't it He deserves the more thanking? And what is the thanking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is to worship Him every day on time. And whatever, you know, bounty or favor we are utilizing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to acknowledge it with our heart and express with our tongue. Acknowledge, this is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many millions of blind people, I can see. There are so many millions of deaf and dumb people, I can talk, I can hear. There are so many cripples, disabled people, I can walk and I can hold everything. So when you see somebody, Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayh was coming out from the Juma Masjid and his shoes was, sandal was stolen. So he was complaining that how, and it's a midday, a Zuhr Salat is, you know, hot outside. So he was complaining, Ya Allah, why this has to happen to me? Why someone steal my shoes? And he was like not happy, he was disappointed. He just walking out and he saw one person is limping, he has no legs. So immediately he realized. And he asked forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I just lost my shoes, but my legs are still sound. I can walk. Look at this person who's deprived of the legs. He cannot walk. So I'm better than. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hadith of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, and the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, "Unzuru man huwa asfal minkum wa la tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum fa huwa azdaru alla tazdaru ni'matallahi alaykum." That with regard to the worldly affairs, you must always look at to the person who's below us. If I'm driving, we must appreciate someone is walking on the street. He doesn't have a car. I am eating with a full stomach. Think of those who are hungry, homeless people, deprived. You know, so for the worldly things, always think who is lower than you. And then appreciate. And in the regards of the akhirah and hereafter, always think of the above you. I am only coming for Juma. This brother going every day 5 times. Or I am just going for Maghrib Salat. This brother dead 5 times. I am not reciting Quran. I see him reciting every day. So in the matter of akhirah, we must always think a person above us. And that's where we can appreciate and we can increase our amal and our actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the tawfiq to appreciate and thank Him enough for each and every bounty. If you say Alhamdulillah, by utilizing Him, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam that Kana Abdan Shakura, that Nuh alayhi salam was my servant and he was always thankful. So all my explain why he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted amongst all the Anbiya, Nuh alayhi salam, his habit was Kana Yahmidullah ala ta'amihi wa sharabihi wa libasi wa ala kulli sha'anihi. He used to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he's eating, while he's drinking, while he's putting on his clothes, and for every situation, for every condition, he used to be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. That you must realize the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, admit it, and express your thanking and get it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq.